Hello, I'm calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. Am I speaking with Mark Lister?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Now, we know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote.
Is that a definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you. And just to make sure that we're talking to people of all ages, what is your age?
65.
Thank you very much. And just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you a white or Caucasian, black or African-American? Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Republican.
And do you think of yourself, or would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the election, the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Gluckman-Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
I don't have an opinion on that.
We do have a scale, if that helps. We have strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
In the middle there.
Between somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove, where do you lean?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you very much. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now, thinking about the issues the country is facing right now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. It goes as follows. Climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or improving K-12 education?
Fighting inflation and costs. Go through them one more time for me.
Yes, and then we have climate change and protecting the environment, reducing crime and gun violence, border security, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, combating threats to our democracy, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, growing the economy and creating jobs, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, or improving K-12 education?
Growing jobs.
Growing the economy and creating jobs.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is Donald Trump.
So if I give him 100, that's I strongly approve?
Yes, you feel very warm and favorable towards him. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel warm nor cold. Any number from 0 to 100.
So 100 is I feel very warm and I support it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, 100.
Thank you. The next one is Marie Glusenkamp-Perez.
No, I don't have any opinion.
Nothing from 0 to 100?
No, I don't.
Okay. The next one is Joe Kent.
100.
Then we have Raul Garcia.
No opinion.
Any number from 0 to 100?
No.
Nothing. Okay. The next one is Joe Biden.
0.
Then we have Maria Cantwell.
I've never heard of her.
Okay, and then we have MAGA Republicans.
Um, 100.
And the last one for the list is Wolf Liberals in Congress.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
Republican Donald Trump.
And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd Street were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. And even though you're not supporting Marie Glusenkamp-Perez, now what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Glusenkamp-Perez? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance at all.
Thank you. Next, I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0 if you don't think it is important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. Once again, you may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is a working mom who understands the needs of families.
5.
Someone who will fight to protect our democracy.
5.
Thank you. The next one is someone who shares your values.
10.
An independent who will oppose extremists in both parties.
5.
A small business owner.
5.
A fighter for the middle class.
5.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress, 5 means that it is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. And we need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. And as a member of the House Small Business Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers.
Five.
Thank you. The next one is Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on Big Pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month and doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry.
Five.
Thank you. And the last one for this list is Marie Glusenkamp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs so that young people graduate with the skills they need to succeed.
Five.
Thank you very much. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again. If the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Marie Glusenkamp-Perez?
Joe Kent.
Thank you. Now, as we wrap up the survey, I'm going to read you some doubts and concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubt about supporting Joe Kent for Congress, 5 means that it gives you some doubts, and 0 means that it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number from between 0 and 10. The first one is, we need a leader who will focus on the real everyday challenges for working people, not his own extremist partisan nonsense. And Joe Kent is Mr. Extremist Partisan Nonsense. He wants to defund the FBI and opposes fixing the dangerously deteriorated I-5 bridge because he says that it would make a, quote, Antifa superhighway, unquote, and that Democrats would use it to send criminals to our district. Nonsense. How does any of that helps with the everyday challenges of working people who live in our district? We need representatives in Congress who will deliver for our district, not someone focused on nonsense.
0.
Thank you. And the last one for this one, the last statement is, Joe Kent doesn't respect the will of the people and refuses to accept the results of the election of elections he doesn't agree with. He wants to eliminate voting by mail, and he has allied with criminal conspiracies to overturn the 2020 elections. And he supports the rioters who attacked the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And he even took part in ridiculous election fraud lawsuits here in Washington State, claiming Jay Inslee lost the governor's race and Lauren Culp is governor. Joe Kent's extreme beliefs are a threat to voting rights and to free and fair elections.
0.
Thank you very much. Now, after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
More likely.
Thank you. And given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress?
0.
Thank you very much. Now, these last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Thank you. And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Divorced.
And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you. And how much do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Once a week. Thank you. And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your patience and participation. Have a wonderful day, sir.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Goodbye.